受圣灵一定会讲方言。
So I said just now that when you receive the Holy Spirit, you'll speak in tongues.
但是很多神学家、基督教各教派都认为，受圣灵不一定讲方言。
But there are a lot of theologians and other denominations that think you do not necessarily speak in tongues when you receive the Holy Spirit.
他说圣灵给人有各种不同恩赐。
And that there are different gifts of the Holy Spirit.
那方言是受圣灵好多恩赐里面的一种恩赐。
And speaking in tongues is just one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
所以不一定要讲方言。
So you do not have to speak in tongues.
他们这样讲也有圣经根据。
And for them to say this, there is some biblical backing.
但是他把圣经的话讲错了。
But actually, they have explained incorrectly the words of the Bible.
我们看哥林前书第十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
第十五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10.
哥林多前书十二章第十五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10.
又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能做先知，又叫一人能辨别诸灵，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能翻方言。这里谈到圣灵好多不同恩赐。
And here it talks about all the different gifts of the Holy Spirit.
那刚刚所看的第十五节说方言是其中一个恩赐。
And in verse 10, speaking in tongues is one kind of gift.
因此他们认为受圣灵不一定讲方言。
So that's why some people say when you receive the Holy Spirit, you don't speak in tongues.
说方言是受圣灵好多恩赐里面一个恩赐而已。
Because speaking in tongues is just one type of gift of the Holy Spirit.
再看同样十二章三十五节。
Let's look at the same chapter, verse 31.
十二章的三十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 31.
岂都是读恩书一遍的吗？岂都是说方言的吗？岂都是翻方言的吗？这里说，岂都说方言的吗？等于不多数了。
So it says, do all speak with tongues, implying that not everybody
does. 如果每个人都说方言，那就不会这么问了。
So if everybody does speak in tongues, then they don't need to ask this question.
那为什么圣灵会讲不多数说方言呢？
So why does the Bible say do all speak with tongues?
为什么圣灵会讲受圣灵好多恩赐，说方言是其中一个而已呢？
And why is speaking in tongues mentioned as being one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit?
原来使徒书的说方言有两种情形。
Because there were two circumstances under which tongues were spoken.
一种是对对神说的。
The first is towards God.
叫方言祷告。
That is to speak in tongues.
一种是对人说的。
And the other is towards man.
叫方言讲道。
That is to prophesy in tongues.
那方言祷告是有圣灵一定会用方言祷告的。
So pray in tongues is one type.
它是受圣的凭据。
And that is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
那么虽然讲什么助理听不懂。
You cannot understand what someone else is saying when they pray in tongues.
但不是乱讲，有内容。
But they are not just speaking nonsense. There is content to it, and there is a purpose.
而且不必翻译。
And there is no need for interpretation.
因为神听得懂。
Because God understands.
好，我们看哥林前书第十四章。
21 Corinthians chapter 14.
先看十四节。哥林多前书十四章十四节。
First Corinthians 14 verse 14.
我说用方言祷告，说我的灵祷告，但我的悟性没有果效。十五节。这怎么样呢？我要用灵祷告，用悟性祷告；我要用灵歌唱，也要悟性歌唱啊！这里保罗说，他用方言祷告，也要用悟性祷告。
So Paul says that he prays in tongues and he prays in words of understanding.
用方言祷告是灵祷告啊。
So to pray in tongues is to pray in the spirit.
但悟性没有果效，就是我听不懂了。
But then,
悟性没有果效就听不懂。第十五、第十四节啊，我用灵祷告，悟性没有果效，就是听不懂了。
So in verse 14 it says, if he prays in a tongue, his understanding is unfruitful.
然后十五节说，我要用灵祷告，也用悟性祷告；用灵歌唱，也要用悟性歌唱啊。用灵祷告就是方言祷告，用灵歌唱就唱灵歌，用悟性歌唱就唱赞美诗，听得懂歌词；用灵歌唱就唱灵歌啊。
And so he says that when he prays with the Spirit, that's when he prays in tongues. And when he prays in understanding, those words can be understood. And when he sings in the Spirit, that is to sing in the Spirit when others cannot understand.
那方言祷告是向神说的。
So when you pray in the Spirit, that is to pray towards God.
看十四章的第二节。
So look at chapter 14, verse 2.
那说方言不是对人说，乃是对神说啊。这个方言祷告是对神说，不是对人说。
So when you pray in tongues, that is when you speak to God.
说没有人听出来。
And no one else can understand.
就是我们讲也不懂在讲什么呢。
So when we ourselves speak,
但他不乱讲，他有内容。
But these are not words of nonsense.
下面说在心灵里讲说过样奥秘。
And in the spirit, we speak words of edification.
有内容了。
So there is content.
而且有目的。
And there is a purpose.
看第四节。
Look at verse 4.
说方言的是造就自己。这里说说方言造就自己。
And in verse 4 it says, when you speak in a tongue, you edify yourself.
就造就自己的灵性。
So you are edifying your own spirituality.
有的译本换成提高品德。
And some people, some translations say that you are elevating your spirituality. So,
对神说的叫方言祷告。
So towards God, we pray in tongues.
啊，听助理听不懂。
And you do not understand what you're saying.
但不是乱讲。
But you are not speaking words of nonsense. There is content to what you're saying.
讲不懂奥秘。
And you're speaking different mysteries.
有目的。
And there is a purpose.
造就自己。
To edify yourself.
但不必翻译。
But there's no need for interpretation because God understands.
那么方言讲道呢就不一样。
And it is different when you preach in tongues.
讲道对象是人。
When you're preaching in tongues, the object is man, so it needs interpretation.
也要轮流。
And you need to take turns.
一出一个。
One at a time.
也要注定人数。
And you need
不能好多个。
And you need to speak one at a time.
我们看这个十四章第二十七节。
Look at chapter 14, verse 27.
我呢，全是十四章二十七节。若有说方言的，组好两个人，住多三个人，且要轮流着说，有一个人翻出来。二十八节。若没有人翻，就当在会中闭口，主对自己和神说就是了啊。这里谈到，假如有人要说方言，需要受几个限制。
So it says here, if anyone wants to speak in a tongue, there are some restrictions.
第一个，限制人数。
First of all, there's a restriction of numbers.
两个最多三个。
Should be two or at the most three.
对人说，如果不注意人数，就记录到天亮了。
Because if you don't pay attention to the number of people, you'll be speaking all day.
第二个限制呢？
And the second restriction,
要轮流。
You need to take turns. One at a time.
如果一组好几个站在讲，你要听谁啊？
If everybody is speaking at the same time, who do you listen to?
还要翻译。
And you also need an interpreter.
翻译没翻译听不懂。
Because if there's no interpreter, people cannot
understand. 如果没有翻译呢的人呢？
What if there is no interpreter?
就主对自己跟神说。
Then let him keep silent and speak to himself.
不要对人说。
Speak to God and not to man.
因为听不懂。
Because others will not be able to understand.
那对神说变成方言祷告了。
So when you speak to God, then that is to pray in tongues.
如果是向神说的方言祷告，就没有这个限制了。
And if you are praying in tongues to God, then there's no such restriction.
啊，我们很多人同时用方言祷告。
And there are a lot of people that can pray in tongues at the same time.
神没有说啊，这么多人祷告要听谁啊？
We don't say, oh, there are so many people praying at the same time. Who do I listen to?
哎，排队。
So, line up.
哇，有人遇到错受伤流好多血。有的遇到车祸啊，受伤流好多血。
Oh, and so when someone's in a car accident, they will bleed a lot.
他说：“神啊，你救我啊！”
And he'll say, "God save me."
神说：“你急什么？去后面排队。”
And God will say, "What's the hurry? You need to line up."
有人三百年前祷告还没有听，怎还没有轮到你了？
There are so many hundreds of people before you. It's not your turn yet.
等到轮到他，早就死掉了。
And by the time it's his turn, he will probably have died.
向前祷告不必人轮，注定人数也不必轮流了。
So when you pray to God, there is no restriction in terms of number or whose turn it is, and there's no need for interpreting.
神听得懂啊。
Because God can understand.
好像台湾人看到鬼讲台湾话，台湾人看到鬼讲台湾话。
It's the same way that Taiwanese people.
日本人看到鬼讲日本话，日本人看到鬼讲日本话。
Oh, so when Taiwanese people see ghosts, those ghosts speak in Taiwanese, and when a Japanese person sees a ghost, they speak in Japanese. And then when Americans see ghosts, they speak in English.
那美国的鬼跟日本鬼、台湾鬼都不一样吗？
So are American ghosts and Japanese ghosts different?
圣经说魔鬼遍地游行。
And the Bible says that the devil is everywhere throughout the world.
他来美国不必办签证。
He doesn't need to apply for a visa to come to
the U.S. 他也不必去语言补习班补英文才来。
And he doesn't need to go for night classes to learn English.
他什么地方都可以去，而且不必学外文。
He can go anywhere. He doesn't need to learn a foreign language.
魔鬼有这个能力, 神也有啊。
And so the devil has his power, but God also has it. Well. So whatever language you speak to God, he will understand.
荒言术他给我们的,
so if he gave us his tongue, how can he not understand it himself?
所以对神讲荒言不必翻译,
so when we speak to God in tongues, there's no interpretation required, and you don't need to take turns.
也不必注定人数,
and there's no restriction on the number of people praying.
荒言讲道就是有这个限制了。
But when you speak in tongues or preach in tongues, there is this restriction.
那我们认为哥林前书十二章刚刚所看的第十五节。
So just now in 1 Corinthians 12,
荒言术胜了好多恩数之一。
Some people say that speaking in tongues is just one of the gifts.
因为说胜了好多恩，好多不同恩数了。
Because there are lots of different gifts.
不一定讲荒言了。
And you don't necessarily need to speak in tongues.
那十五章三十五节说，岂都说荒言吗？ 等于说不都是双眼。
And the other verse we read, verse 30, says, do all speak with tongues? Is that saying that not everybody does?
荒言讲道的特别恩数。
So, actually, to preach in tongues is a special gift.
不是每个人都会。
Not everyone can do it.
我们凭什么说那里是属于荒言讲道的特别恩数呢？
So what do we base this on by saying preaching in tongues is a special gift?
看十二章。
Let's look at chapter 12.
十二章的第八节说，有人圣灵给他诸位原理，有人给他诸书原理。
And in verse 8, it says, to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit.
诸位是属灵，诸位诸书是属灵之事。
So this, both the wisdom and knowledge are of the Spirit.
原理书讲给人听，不如讲给主的听咯。
So the words that we speak to a man.
这个是造就教会的。
And this is to edify the church.
第九节说，有人给他得到信心。
And in verse 9, it says that to another faith by the same Spirit.
我们一般人信心都是慢慢长进的。
So for most of us, our faith grows gradually.
刚刚信主道理懂得少。
And when you first believe, you don't know much of the truth.
信仰上没有什么经验。
And you don't have much experience in your faith.
信心比较软弱。
And your faith might be weak.
信主久道理听多经验多了信心就增强。
But after you've heard more of the word of God, your faith will grow.
那个不是特别恩数。
And this is not a special gift.
这里的是恩数的信心。
And this is what is mentioned here, faith by the same Spirit.
有的弟兄来教会道理什么都不懂啊。
Some people come to church for the first time and they don't know the truth at all. They have no experience.
但已经有很强烈的信心。
But they already have a very strong faith.
这个是一种恩数了。
And this is a kind of gift.
那么有这种恩数的人呢, 也会造就大家。
And those with this kind of gift can edify others.
因为信心会鼓励别人咯。
Because faith can encourage others.
然后有人给他有医病恩数。
And to others, gifts of healing.
祷告有功效。
And so their prayers are very effective.
那么慕道者就体验这里有神。
And true seekers can experience that God is here.
已经信主人信心就更坚固。
And once they believe, their faith is
strengthened.
So this is to edify everyone.
第十节说有人能行异能,
and in verse 10 it says to another the working of miracles.
这也是能造就教会了,
and this also is for the edification of the church.
又这一点能做先知造就别人咯,
and to another prophecy, this is also to edify others. And to
这个是圣灵工作邪灵工作都看得很清楚啊。
And another to discerning of spirits. So this is to discern clearly the work of the Spirit.
信徒就不会被邪灵迷惑了。
So that the believers will not be deceived by the evil spirits. This is to edify the church.
然后说又见人说荒言。
And to there's different kinds of tongues.
下面说又见人翻荒言。
And to another the interpretation of tongues.
翻出来才听懂啊。
So when it is interpreted, it can be understood. This is to edify the church.
这里面恩数都是属于造就教会。
So all of these gifts are to edify the church.
然后十二节以下用身体做比喻。
And then from verse 12, it uses the body as a
parable,
that there are different members of this body,
各种不同功用,
and that every member of the body has its own function,
教会就基督身体,
and that the church is the body of Christ.
所以每个人不同的恩数,
so everyone has different gifts,
互相搭配,
and we complement one another,
给教会基督身体成长,
so that the church, the body of Christ, can grow.
可见这里的恩数都属于造就教会啊,
so all of these gifts are for the edification of the church.
荒言讲道是造就教会的,
and to preach in tongues is also to edify the church. But to pray in tongues is to edify yourself.
所以我们肯定这里的荒言是属于造就教会的荒言讲道。
So we know that the tongues mentioned here is to the preaching in tongues.
因为荒言祷告造就自己。
because praying in tongues is for your own self-edification. And another reason.
15章第15节跟12章30节有一样的写法。
Chapter 12, verse 10 and 30 are similar.
15章10节说，又叫一人能说方言，然后说，又叫一人能还方言。
In verse 10, it says different kinds of tongues to another, the interpretation of tongues.
30节也是这个写法。
And it is similar in verse 30.
几多数说方言吗？几多还方言吗？
It says, do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret?
把这个说方言跟还方言两个因素相提并论。
So the speaking of tongues and the interpretation of tongues are mentioned together.
有同样的性质，就是对人说了。
Because the criteria is that it's towards man.
对人说，不然你听不懂啊。
So if you speak towards man, then they will understand.
所以就把方言因素跟说方言相提并论。
So that's why the interpretation of tongues is mentioned alongside it.
很明显，这个是方言讲道。
And it's very obvious that it is talking about.
因为方言祷告对象是神，不被翻译神听懂。
Because when we pray in tongues, the object of our prayer is God.
那方言讲道是对人说，不翻译听不懂。
But when we preach in tongues, we're preaching to man, and they may not understand.
我们只要有这个体验，我们能够看得很清楚啊。
So we have this experience in our church, and we can see this clearly.
一般基督教没有这个经验。
And other Christian denominations.
所以他把说方言。 有这个讲道方言、祷告方言、不知道，把它混成一个了。
So they lump speaking in tongues and praying in tongues together.
再看这个哥林多前书十四章。
It's also turned to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
19节。
1 Corinthians 14, verse 19.
十六章19节。
Verse 19.
但在教会中，宁可用悟性说五句教导人的话，强如说万句方言。一般基督教拿这个做根据。
So many Christian denominations use this verse as backing. That Paul objected to speaking in tongues. Because if you speak five words with understanding in a tongue, it's of no use. So he would rather speak five words with understanding rather than 10,000 words in a tongue.
其实保罗反对不是用方言祷告。
But actually, Paul was not objecting to praying in tongues. He was objecting to the fact that members were speaking in tongues without interpretation. So, speaking 10,000 words in a tongue is of no use. Verse 18.
我感谢神，我虽然比你们还多，用这一节来比较第十九节的了解，他们主张是错误的。
And if we look at verse 18, so then we can see that what these other churches are advocating is wrong.
18节保罗说，我感谢神，我说比你们还要多。
Because Paul says, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all.
如果保罗反对说，为什么说他感谢神，说人比大家还多呢？
If Paul was actually objecting to speaking in tongues, why would he give thanks to God for this?
18节他感谢说比大家还多是讲方言祷告啊。
So in verse 18, he is referring to praying in tongues.
19节说讲一万句话没有用，那个是没有翻译的方言讲道了。
And verse 19, he is referring to preaching in tongues without interpretation.
所以18节19有一个明显的差别。
So there is an obvious difference between verses 18 and 19.
18节他说感谢神说比大家还多是讲方言祷告。
So in verse 18, when he gives thanks to God that he can speak with tongues more than all, he's talking about praying in tongues. So he is placing great emphasis on this. He is not objecting to praying in tongues. So what is he objecting to in verse 19?
反对没有翻译的方言讲道给他听不懂，说一万句没有用了。
He's objecting to preaching in tongues without interpretation because 10,000 words of such are no use.
再看十四章的23节。
So look at verse 14:23.
十四章23节。
Chapter 14, verse 23.
所以全教会聚在一处的时候，若多说方言。 我们教会很多人讲方言，有不信的人进来就说你们神经病癫狂。
So if there are many people in the church speaking with tongues at the same time, if unbelievers come in, they will say that we are out of our minds.
为什么有这个批评呢？
And why would they say this?
因为当时的哥伦教会的确很混乱。
Because there was a lot of chaos in the Corinthian church.
因为有人翻译也要讲方言。
There were when there were no interpreters, they were speaking in tongues.
而且没有助论人数好几个要讲，又没有轮流，每一组都好多人站起来。
And they were not taking turns, and several people were speaking at the same time.
一出那么多人站起来，你要听谁啊？
So when so many people are standing up speaking, who do you listen to?
没有翻译又听不懂啊。
because there's an, if there's no interpreter, you cannot understand. So there was a lot of chaos.
啊，不信的进来就说你们神经病。
And those when unbelievers came in, they thought that these people were out of their minds.
但我们教不一样啊。
But we are different.
我们说向您祷告啊。
So we pray to God.
我就站起来对大家说了。
When we pray to God, we are not standing up speaking to man.
进来。
And if unbelievers come in,
听我们在讲方言,
and they hear us praying in tongues, they don't understand.
他明白, 诶, 他们向神祷告啊,
but they understand that these people are praying to God.
他们神听懂就好, 我听不懂没有关系啦。
And as long as their God understands, it's okay even if I don't.
就没有人说癫狂啦。
Then no one will be considered to be out of their minds. 如果你站起来
对大家说,
but if you stand up and speak to everybody,
你有助力人数,
and you don't pay attention to the number of people speaking, and everybody speaking at the same time, and there's no interpreter,
大家听不懂,
everybody will not understand,
神经病了,
and only then will people think that you are out of your mind.
这个道理很简单嘛,
so this teaching is actually very simple,
但我们有经验了, 我们明白怎么解释啊,
and we have experience of it, so we can explain it
但
clearly,
一般基督教没有这个经验,
but other Christian denominations do not have such an experience,
混乱了。
So that is why there is
chaos. 他们把方言祷告跟他们讲到两种不同恩赐混在一起。
So they lump praying in tongues and speaking or preaching in tongues together.
两种方言、啊、有很大的差别。
And actually, there's a great difference between these two types of tongues.
啊、那我们教会会说方言。
So in our church, we speak in tongues.
我们是基督的灵，有基督的灵。
So we know that we have the Spirit of Christ.
这是基督的身体的很重要的条件。
And this is a very important criteria for the body of Christ.
那一般基督教因为不会说方言。
And because other Christian denominations do not speak in tongues.
他没有基督灵。
They do not have the Spirit of Christ.
就不属于基督。
So they do not belong to Christ.
好，现在我再讲另一个问题。
So I'd like to talk about a different question.
基督的身体要传基督的话。
The body of Christ must speak the words of Christ.
啊，马太二十八章二十节。
So to Matthew 28 verse 20.
马太福音二十八章二十节。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 20.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都叫他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世的末了。耶稣现在主前很担心，他离开以后，教会会改变他的福音。
And before Jesus ascended, he was worried that the church would change his gospel.
所以他吩咐门徒说，我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世的末了。
He told the disciples to teach them all things that I have commanded you, and that he would be with them to the end of the age.
教会慢慢改变耶稣的福音。
But eventually the church changed the gospel of Christ.
所以才有马丁路的改教运动。
And that's why we have the Reformation movement of Martin Luther.
马丁路德是神学博士。
Martin Luther was a theological
student,
and he was also a father in the Roman Catholic Church.
神院的教授,
and he was also a professor in the Roman Catholic Church, and he was German.
他读罗马书发现,
and in reading the Book of Romans,
耶稣的福音书因信称义,
he discovered justification by faith.
不是因为行为称义。
That we are not justified by our works.
跟天主教很看重行为。
But the Roman Catholic Church placed emphasis on works.
尤其卖赎罪票。
And especially indulgence.
这个圣经没有根据啊。
And so there's no biblical backing for this.
所以他就起来发起改教运动。
So that is why he started the Reformation movement.
1517年。
And in the year 1517.
十月三十一日。
October 30th.
他把这样错误写五九十五条。
And he wrote down these 95 articles.
贴在会堂的公布栏。
And he pinned it up on the notice board at the church.
那个会堂是神学院的会堂。
And that was the church of their theological seminary.
因为他是神学院的教授。
And because he was one of the teachers or professors there.
教皇要杀他。
And the pope wanted to kill him.
他就起来逃命。
So he had to flee for his life.
然后把罗马书翻成德文。
And he translated Romans into German.
新约是希腊文写的。
And the New Testament is written in Greek.
最早期的翻译本是拉丁文。
It was first translated into Latin.
啊，所以早期的神天主教神父都要学拉丁文跟希腊文。
So the early workers in the Roman Catholic Church, they had to learn both Latin and Greek.
早期的神学著作不是拉丁文，就是希腊文。
And the early writings, if they weren't in Greek, they were in Latin.
那拉丁文, 希腊文不是很普遍啊?
But Latin and Greek were not very prevalent.
啊, 因为他是德国人,
but because he was
German,
so he translated the Book of Romans into German. So that the people of Germany could also understand this New Testament. And this was the beginning of the Reformation movement. And a lot of people followed him. Because they could see that they had departed from the truth. But they dare not say so. But Martin Luther did not even fear for his life, and he dared to speak out.
啊, 这个是基督教的开始。
So this was the beginning of Christianity.
那当时他的口号很好, 就是说回归圣经。
And so his famous words at the time was to return to the Bible.
因为天主已经离开圣经了。
Because the Roman Catholic Church had departed from the Bible.
但是实际上他并没有完全回归圣经。
But actually he did not 100% return to the Bible.
举一个例子来说,
and I can raise an example.
天主教不守安息日。
The Roman Catholics do not keep the Sabbath.
他把星期天就七度第一日耶稣的复活来取代安息日。
And they considered Sunday to be the day of Jesus' resurrection, and they took that day in place of the Sabbath.
天主教的书是这么写的呀。
Because that's what is written in the books of the Roman Catholic Church.
所以他们公然的把十条诫命安息毁掉了。
So they abolished the Sabbath recorded in the commandments.
用星期天来代替。
And they replaced it with Sunday.
马丁路德没有把它改过来啊。
And Martin Luther did not revert this.
他也说按照天主教的方式去纪念星期天耶稣的复活。
He also kept Sabbath on the Sunday as the day of Jesus' resurrection.
但我们教会是跟遵守圣经的教训所安息住。
But our church insists on keeping the Sabbath according to the Bible on the Saturday.
因为十条诫命。
And because of the Ten Commandments.
神用主头写在书板上不能改变的。
And God himself wrote this on the tablets of stone, and it cannot be changed. So for all these decades, we've insisted on keeping the Sabbath. And for many other denominations, they've already done away with the Sabbath. They have their own biblical backing, because they say that we should keep the first day of the week,
as
the Sabbath. That's the day they say that Jesus resurrected. And they have their own biblical backing for this. But they have actually incorrectly explained the words of the Bible. So let's look at the Bible to see where they have deviated.
第一个,
the first is that they say the Sabbath is kept by the Jews under the law. But we who believe in Jesus now keep the Sabbath under grace, not law. So now the Sabbath has no relationship with the Christians.
有一个例子, 他们说,
and they raise one example.
耶稣常常安息一边赶鬼。
Jesus often healed sicknesses on the Sabbath.
啊, 一般基督教认为安息日一边赶鬼是律法所禁足的。
And many Christians say that healing of sicknesses is something that was prohibited under the law. And for Jesus to heal sicknesses on the Sabbath, that indicates that he's abolished the law. And this is very wrong. There is no law of Moses that says you cannot heal sicknesses on the Sabbath. But it was the teaching of the rabbis at the time.
律法并没有这个根据啊。
But there was no such backing under the law.
所以耶稣安息一病的目的不是要废掉安息这个律法, 而是说要给大家知道安息一病是被准许的。
So Jesus did not heal sicknesses on the Sabbath to abolish the law, but to show that this was something that was permitted on the Sabbath day.
啊, 我们看路加福音第13章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 13.
路加福音第13章。 13章,
Luke chapter 13,
第十节,
verse 10.
13章第十节以下记载有一个女人被鬼附着18年腰弯的足不起来。
And in verse 10 onwards, it records of a woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years, and she was bent over and could not raise herself up.
那一天是安息日。
And that was the Sabbath day.
耶稣医好她。
Jesus healed her.
十六节记载管会堂的就反对。
Verse 14, the ruler of the synagogue.
因为耶稣的安息日医好这个人的病。
he was unhappy about this because Jesus healed on the Sabbath.
管会堂就对大家说，六天可以做工，第六天之内可以来求医，安息日不可以。这个是管会堂的主张。
And the ruler of the synagogue said, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, therefore come and be healed on them and not on the Sabbath day.
其实这个书拉比的教导，摩西律法没有这个规定啊。
And this actually was a teaching of the rabbi, but not something that was recorded in the law of Moses.
那15节记得耶稣对他的回答。
And verse 15 is Jesus' response to him.
说假冒为善的人啊，难道你们个人安息日不解开槽上的牛犊牵去印吗？他说。 你们安息日不会把牛羊带去喝水吗？
So Jesus in verse 15 calls him a hypocrite and says, "Will you not take your oxen to drink water in the Sabbath?"
安息日你们带牛羊喝水，没有人说违背安息日啊。
When you take your oxen and cattle to drink water in the Sabbath, nobody says that you are rebelling against the Sabbath.
那16节说，这个女人被魔鬼捆绑18年，安息日为啥不能够医好她呢？
And this woman that had been sick for 18 years, why can she be not loosed from this bond on the Sabbath?
人的生命比牛羊更宝贵了。
And Jesus is saying that the life of man is all the more precious than that of oxen and cattle.
牛羊安息日带去喝水，没有人说不对。
And when you take your oxen to drink water on the Sabbath, nobody says it's wrong.
为什么我医好一个病人，你说不对呢？
And why are you saying it's wrong for me to heal someone who is sick?
是他们对这个摩西律法的误解曲解了。摩西律法没有这个规定了。
And this is their misunderstanding towards the law of Moses because there was no such restriction under the law.
我们看路加十六章。
Let's look at Luke chapter
第一节。
14,
安息日，耶稣到一个法利赛人的首领家里去吃饭，他们就窥探他。第二节。
Verse 2.
在他面前有一个患水骨的人。第三节。
Verse 3.
耶稣对律法书和法利赛人说。 安息日住便可以，不可以？第4节，他们却不允许，耶稣就住好那人，叫他走了。这里提到安息日，耶稣被法利赛人请客到家里吃饭。And
on the Sabbath day, Jesus was invited to eat with some Pharisees.
有一个人患了这个水骨病，肚子胀起来。And
there was a certain man who had dropsy.
耶稣都问法利赛人跟律法书说。 安息日医病可以不可以？
And Jesus asked the lawyers and Pharisees, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?"
律法师就教导律法的。
So the lawyers teach the law.
法利赛人是很看重律法的。
And the Pharisees also place much emphasis on the law.
做两种人，律法都很精通啊。
And these two groups of people are well versed in the law.
等于今天在法院当法官啊，或者当律师啊，他们法律都很精通啊。
They would be like the judges and lawyers of today. They're very well versed in the law.
那耶稣问这两种人说，安息日医病可以吗？
So Jesus says, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?
等于说，安息日医病有没有违背律法呢？
That is to say, is it rebelling against the law to heal on the Sabbath?
这个英文钦定本翻译也翻译很好，他说，安息日医病合法吗？合为律法吗？
And in the English version, it says, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?
如果律法有这个根据，不能医病。
If there was such a restriction under the law not to heal sicknesses,
他们一定说哪一条这个规定。
They would of course say which article or which regulation is this.
但律法没有这个规定。
But there was no such restriction under the law of Moses.
他们没有话回答。
So they did not respond.
可这安息不能医病，不是摩西的律法，而是说拉比的教导的错误。
So not healing on the Sabbath was not something recorded in the law of Moses, but it was the teaching of the rabbis.
耶稣常常安息日医病的目的是什么？
And what was the purpose of Jesus healing sicknesses on the Sabbath?
不是说不会守安息日。
It's not that he's saying you don't need to keep the Sabbath.
而是说安息日医病可以。
But he's showing that it is permitted to heal on the Sabbath.
如果有的人患了疾病。
And if someone was very seriously infirm, if you don't quickly heal them,
要等太阳下山，安息日过去再医好他，可能来不及了。
If you wait till the sun sets after the Sabbath, it may be too late.
尤其受伤流好多血，怎么能等那么久啊？
Especially somebody who has hurt themselves and is bleeding a lot, how can they wait?
心脏病发作怎么能等啊？
When you have a heart attack, how can you wait?
所以安息日不能医病是很不合道理的。
So it doesn't make sense not to be able to heal on the Sabbath.
摩西律法不可能有这个规定。
There was no such regulation under the law of Moses.
可见一般基督教不懂圣经。
So other Christian denominations do not understand the Bible.
耶稣安息日医病不是说要恢复安息日。
Jesus healed on the Sabbath not to abolish the law. Because there was no such restriction under the law of Moses.
了解,
so he wanted to show them that it is permissible to heal on the Sabbath, and this is not going against the law.
再看这个马可第二章,
Let's also turn to Mark chapter 2.
23节,
Mark chapter 2, verse 23.
第二章, 23节,
Mark chapter 2, verse 23.
耶稣当安息日从麦地经过，他门徒行路时，掐了麦穗。24节，法利赛人对耶稣说：“看哪，他们在安息日为什么做不可做的事呢？”耶稣跟门徒安息经过麦地。
So Jesus and the disciples went through the grain fields on the Sabbath.
门徒肚子饿了。
And the disciples were hungry.
就掐麦穗吃。
So they plucked the heads of grain to eat.
法利赛人看见。
And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to Jesus,
你连门徒为什么做安息不能做的事呢?
Why do your disciples do what is not lawful on the Sabbath?
哎, 他们这么问有立法根据哦。
So for them to ask this, there is some backing from the law.
摩西立法规定,
so under the law of Moses,
安息日不能够杀种，不能够收割。
You cannot sow or reap on the Sabbath.
那门徒伸手掐麦穗吃，这个是收割的行为。
So for the disciples to pluck, this is an action of reaping.
这个摩西律法所禁止的。
And this is something that is prohibited under the law of Moses.
但耶稣没有禁止门徒不能这么做。
But Jesus did not stop the disciples from doing this.
所以法利赛人就对耶稣说，你连门徒为什么按着做不能做的事情呢？
So the Pharisee said to Jesus, why do your disciples do what is not lawful on the Sabbath?
那耶稣并没有责备他的门徒。
But Jesus did not rebuke his disciples.
他反而替他说话。
But actually he spoke on their behalf.
看马可第二章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 2.
27节。
Verse 27.
马可二章27节。
Mark chapter 2 verse 27.
又对他们说，安息日为人设立的。 人不是为安息受立的啊！耶稣替门徒回答。
So Jesus spoke on behalf of the disciples.
安息为人受立。
The Sabbath was made for man.
为了让人安息而受立。
So that man could receive rest.
人不是为安息受立。
And man was not made for the Sabbath.
人不要为安息的被安息所捆绑。
So that means that man is not restricted or
bound by the Sabbath. 安息为了给人安息受立的呢。
So Sabbath was instituted for man.
不是为了捆绑人受立的呢。
And it was not instituted so that man would be bound.
所以人不要被安息捆绑啊。
So man should not be bound by the Sabbath.
讲得更清楚一点。
And to explain this even more clearly.
安息日如果你有特别受点不能来敬拜神。
If on the Sabbath day, you, for some special circumstance, you cannot come to worship God. But you do, you're not, not observing it deliberately. Then God will forgive you.
如果你能来，一定要来。
But if you're able to come, then you must come. Because this is the commandment of God.
不能废掉的。
So, and we cannot abolish it.
这个跟律法书的就不同了。
So this is different from the
law. 律法书的时候没有理由不纪念安息日。
So under the law, there was no reasoning whatsoever where you could not keep the Sabbath. If under the law you did not keep the Sabbath, you would be stoned to death.
但新的时代我们是在恩典之下。
But in the New Testament, we are under a time of grace.
不是在律法之下。
We are no longer under the law.
安息日为人设立。
So the Sabbath was made for man.
为了给人安息设立。
And it was instituted for the purpose of rest.
如果安息日不能医病。
And if you cannot heal sicknesses on the Sabbath,
那变成重担,
then this becomes a burden.
又没有意义了,
and there is no meaning anymore. If you cannot pluck heads of grain on the Sabbath, and you have to walk hungry and wait for the sun to set, and then to wait for the Sabbath to end before you can pluck these heads of grain.
一边走一边埋怨为什么这么巧今天遇到安息日。
So you will be walking and mumbling at the same time. Well, just happened to be the Sabbath.
我吃得饱饱啊,
if it wasn't for the Sabbath day, I would eat as much as I want.
因为这么倒霉一到安息日，我就不能吃，还饿肚子再走很远的路，太阳下来才能吃。
I'm so unlucky. I have to walk in an empty stomach until the sun sets.
所以按对他讲没有意义了。
So for this person, there is no meaning for this. So Jesus said the Sabbath was made for man.
人不为安息存在了。 人不是为安息存在,
and man does not exist for the Sabbath.
你不要被捆绑了,
so you don't need to feel bound.
然后28节呢,
and in verse 28,
所以人主说安息主, 耶稣说我是安息主,
and Jesus himself said, I am the Lord of the Sabbath.
安息我设立的,
I instituted the Sabbath.
怎么遵守我规定的,
and how you keep it is something that I can determine.
先书在怎么修改我规定的,
and if there are any changes, I can determine this.
我们现在叫新耶稣代,
so now we are in the time of the New Testament.
这个耶稣契约了,
and
契约就是神救人的契约，帖撒面。
And this is the covenant of God.
那么旧约时代是耶稣来之前神跟人锁定怎么救人那个契约。
And the Old Testament is also a
神怎么救人的契约，就是旧约旧赎代哈。
The Old Testament also is the covenant of God's salvation to man.
那新耶稣耶稣来成了救恩以后，神再跟人重新订立新的契约，怎么救人？
And so in the New Testament, when Jesus comes, God once again establishes this new covenant of His salvation towards man.
旧约要献祭赎罪啊。
So.
旧约要献祭赎罪。
Oh, in the Old Testament, you have to offer sacrifices.
那这个预表耶稣救恩。
And this prefigures the salvation of Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says that Jesus is the Lamb of God.
赎价是祭坛。
And the cross is the altar.
耶稣定赎价的时候是奉献在祭坛上面。
And Jesus was crucified on the cross. He was offered up on this altar.
就是新约的开始。
And this is the beginning of the New Testament.
所以耶稣在赎价上都成了。
So when Jesus was on the cross, he said,
it is done.
And this is the fulfillment of
the law. Because
he did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill
the law. So
in the time of the New Testament, the Old Testament loses its
efficacy.
But before the New Testament, the Old Testament still has its efficacy. So you have to sacrifice oxen for the atonement of sin. So Abraham often offered up sacrifices. And the ancient believers offered up sacrifices for the atonement of sins. And in the New Testament, Jesus is the Lamb of God. But we no longer need to offer up sacrifices anymore. Let's turn to Hebrews.
Hebrews chapter 8.
Hebrews chapter
8.七节
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 7
希伯来八章七节
Hebrews 8 verse 7
那前约若没有瞎出就无助寻求后约了、啊、前约就是旧约假如没有缺点就没有后约没有新约了
So this first covenant is talking about the Old Testament
那就是旧约有缺点才有新约、啊、
And it is only because it had faults that's why we have the New Testament
再看第八章
And also,
13节
So good chapter 8 verse 13
既说新约就以前约为旧了但那渐旧渐衰的就必快归无有这里谈到新前约、啊、前约就是旧约新约、啊、就是后约、啊、那么那个渐旧渐衰的就快归无有就是说新约出现以后就没有了
So the first covenant is the New Testament, and the first covenant is the Old Testament, and the new covenant is the New Testament.
啊，刚刚所看这个马可二章最后那一节。
And what we read just now in Mark chapter 2.
耶稣就是这个意思。他说，人主是安息主。
Jesus said that he is the Lord of the
Sabbath. 安息是我设立的。
And that he instituted the Sabbath. 要怎么
样遵守我规定。
And how you should keep the Sabbath is something that I can determine. 现在恩典
时代啊。
And now is the time of grace.
要怎么样纪念。我重新可以设定啊
，and I can decide how we should keep the Sabbath.
耶稣门徒按着掐麦的说，这个摩西律法所禁足的啦。
So even though the disciples plucked the heads of grain, which was something prohibited by the law of Moses, Jesus did not rebuke the disciples. But he spoke on their behalf.
因为现在是恩典时代。
Because now was the time of grace.
不再按着被捆绑。
And they are no longer bound by the Sabbath.
就会赎的安息日不能啊，安息日就会赎在所立法要献祭啊。
Because In the Old Testament, when you keep the Sabbath, you have to offer sacrifices. But we no longer need to do this.
他们不能撒种。
And also they could not sow or reap.
不能起火啊烧饭。
They could not light fires or cook.
所以他们按时出来换，在前一天已经做好。
So the food that they were going to eat on the Sabbath was prepared the day before.
星期五太阳下山就按时开始。
And the Sabbath began after on sunset on Friday evening.
所以星期五太阳下山之前，他们就把安息日要出来换都已经准备好。
So they prepared all of their food for the Sabbath day before sunset on Friday.
而且走路走多远也有规定。
And there was also restrictions to how far they could walk.
但新约时代，我们记得安息日是耶稣重新设立的，就没有这个规定了。
But in the New Testament, we are under this new covenant and have no such restrictions.
所以我们现在可以用很轻松的心情来纪念安息日，不会受捆绑的。
So we can keep the Sabbath in a very relaxed manner. We do not have all of these restrictions upon us.
好，我们到这里告一段落。
And so we're going to take a break here.
然后我们以后明天还有这个聚会，明天再继续讲下面的。
And we'll continue on this topic tomorrow.
唱赞美诗。
Let's sing hymn.